This is Ted Kennedy. Is a united Germany in our future? In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, a political cartoon by Tony Auth of the Philadelphia Inquirer, is worth a thousand words on the dramatic events unfolding in Eastern Europe. A figure labeled History, holding a VCR remote control, is saying, oops, I accidentally hit fast forward. As Eastern Europe embarks on far-reaching reforms, few issues are coming at us faster than the question of a united Germany. The matter is primarily one for the two parts of Germany to decide, but unification should only take place in the context of continuing improvement in overall East-West relations. If it's going to happen, the first step must be democracy in East Germany. What's certain, Al, is that if history keeps hitting fast forward, we're going to need better policy and bolder vision. We summoned that kind of leadership before, when the Cold War began, and we need it just as much now, Al, when the Cold War is ending.
You're right about the exciting changes sweeping Eastern Europe, Ted, even if you're dead wrong about the need for bolder vision. Jabbing George again, eh, Ted? That kind of rhetoric makes good headlines, Ted, but not good policy. George Bush is raring and ready, not only to respond to the rapid opening of Eastern Europe, but to work positively with our NATO allies and the Soviet Union. The fast forward, as you say it, in the direction of freedom and democracy in East Germany, Czechoslovakia, Hungary, Poland, and Bulgaria gives us all cause to celebrate. These changes are also the potential for great instability or even anarchy. Bush and Gorbachev fully recognize that, and while a unified Germany may surely be a possibility, both leaders recognize that it involves more interests than just those of East and West Germany. Bush pounds the facts, you always pound the table. This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off next on chlorofluorocarbons. They destroy the ozone. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.